KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, ESPN 97.5.
That's what we call ourselves, sort of like a team.
A Gao Media Station. The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number two right now, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Covered some baseball for you. The other important thing before we move on, Carlos Correa, AJ Hinch says, looks good, should
He's
be
back.
Ready to go again. Did y'all see that, by the way?
Back.
Some company out there on the internet is selling hospital gowns with Correa number one on the back. So essentially, they're like jerseys, but they're hospital gowns for patients. With his name and number on them.
That ain't right.
That's low.
It's funny, and you can make a buck.
Would you buy one of those? Would you wear?
I might sell one, though.
If you can't wear the jerseys anymore based on your rules, laws, and philosophies, why not at least wear the freaking hospital gown?
I guess.
I don't think it would go over very well with Team Correa.
No.
But
Houston needs to leave that dude alone.
There's a lot of people that, and not just him, but Daniela. Anything that goes along with, man, anything that goes wrong with him, they're going right at her.
Yeah, that's not fair. Although, I mean, leave the wives out of it. If you want to,
but if you put yourself in the spotlight, that's the game, dude. It's wrong. You shouldn't go at the wives, but you put yourself on. There's NBA wives that would say, like, yeah, when there's a situation like that, and I really want to talk and defend my husband, I just know to zip it. They've said it because it's not you're involving. Other people, like other family members in it, and you don't want that to happen.
I still feel like it's just
is it fair to say she's kind of thirsty?
Oh,
for
the
attention?
Sure, totally.
The fact because every update on him for every injury he's had comes from her in a video form on social media. And so then when anything goes wrong and she sends some kind of a picture or update, it is just like opening a floodgates of hate from Astros Twitter.
I don't know. I just feel like the wives should be off limits. Although, if you do get in the middle of it.
I think if you put yourself out there.
Your wife
like,
is not off limits if you go at somebody. If you go at somebody.
Oh, no.
You're
directly,
an adult.
If she's just like.
I don't think she's going
hey,
at
guys,
anybody.
No, she's just saying, hey, Carlos is hurt. He hurt his back, and he's just going
to
be
she
missing some time.
She didn't sound a little
more
defensive to you in that video?
I didn't watch any of that, to be honest with you.
She sounded pretty defensive to me.
Don't care.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you were getting attacked like they're getting attacked, you'd be defensive, too.
Carlos Correa was getting attacked, not her. At the beginning, it was all about him getting a rib in his at the massage.
No, they immediately went after her because when they talked about it on her video, they immediately went after her too. And then people were already saying, "Oh, they must be having rough sex at the
put
house."
The sex and, swing away,
yeah.
And
well, I mean that's
that
going to happen.
Right.
That's
that
going to happen
right.
though.
Well, I know because people are jerks though. That's why.
And again, because they can duck and hide after they
don't
drop
don't marry
something
an
like
athlete,
that.
Don't marry a celebrity.
You crazy?
I mean,
I'm
if you don't want to deal
athlete.
With that, don't
I mean,
marry a celebrity. I mean, it's just the way it
well,
is.
The WNBA has got a lot of pretty women, Barry.
No, would you rather marry?
Oh, here we go.
You know when you spark that questions in my mind that I have to ask it. Would you rather marry someone in the WNBA or LPGA?
LPGA.
Why?
Oh,
they're
there's
hotter.
Been a few.
There's
they're
some,
few and far
hot,
between, but there have been a
there's
few.
There's some hot, but I'm not. I'm just talking in general. It doesn't have to be about looks,
some
guys.
Hot what?
Y'all are so shallow.
There's some hot what?
What?
There's some hot. You're. I'm.
There's wait, some hot WNBA players.
Name one.
I mean, I don't know.
Get your Google fingers
Google.
On, buddy.
Go ahead. Go I'm here. Interested to hear this too.
Hot W.
Elena
Skylar Diggs might be one.
Players.
Who? Oh,
Skylar.
I got a lot
Diggs.
Of my buddies that are fans of Skylar Diggs. From
or
Notre Dame.
Is it Diggs or Diggins?
Is it Skylar Diggins? Yeah, Skylar
yeah,
Diggins.
It's Diggins.
And Elena Deladon's a pretty, pretty girl now, but she plays for a different
Kayla
team.
McBride.
Yeah. Who is she? Never seen her in your life. Just Googled her.
Elena Deladon's the MVP of the league.
Skylar Diggins.
That's what we just, yeah.
Can, what?
Candace Parker.
Is she hot?
Candace Parker used to be married to old boy that played for Duke, and now
she's hot.
Back on the market. She does the TNT. She fills in on TNT studio show.
Again, I say she's hot.
Pretty girl.
Lelani Mitchell.
No idea.
Jennifer Lacey. Taylor Hill.
Sue Bird. What?
This list.
Sue Bird is her partner is Megan Rapinoe.
Kayla George. Nope.
You know? Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
From the U.S. soccer team.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Elena Deladon, there you go.
I said she's
Brianna. I'm just reading the list, Joel.
You're not her type.
No.
No.
Brianna Stewart?
Oh, no. You no.
That's on the list.
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I'm with you on this is a...
And she's very tall.
I hope they stretched before they made this list because they might have pulled some region.
Seriously, dude.
Y'all remember Sheldon Williams?
Yes.
Was a power forward from Duke that just didn't pan out in the NBA.
Yes.
That's who Candace Parker was married to. They got divorced.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think he was very happy with
who left who for another woman.
I know she was making more money than him.
That was inappropriate. I apologize.
I think
she was making more money than him.
She's probably a better basketball player than him, too. So.
No doubt.
Yeah. So, yeah, but no. I mean, having worked in the WNBA too, but there, you know, there's some people. If you go look at the LPGA tour,
oh, you're gonna make me Google that list now.
Natalie Gulbis back in the day was
no, not back in the day.
No, this wasn't that far back. I think Big Ben Roethlisberger took a shot at Natalie Gulbis.
Okay, there's your 10 hottest female golfers, and no, this is not male
it took
golfer.
You five
female.
Minutes of the show's. Googling it just to find it too.
And no, this isn't male golfer, female golfer food. This is just hot. The top 10 hottest female golfers, according to sportsshow.net and Sourav Das on August 11th, 2019.
I don't know what you just
Number
said.
Number 10, okay. Michelle Wee. This list sucks already.
She married Jerry West's son, I think.
How do you know all this, Joel? You're like the e-entertainment of female sports.
I'm not.
If they're connected to basketball, I can see how he knows.
I'm connected to basketball,
like the
and
TMZ
I do,
of female
I do sports,
sports
radio for a living. I should know my stuff.
You should know who Michelle Wee married? No, you shouldn't.
Jerry West's son, who's in the Golden State Warriors organization.
No one knows that. I swear to you, no one at this station
well,
knew
guess
that.
Guess what? That's good, because now the more you know, I'm able to give very valuable information to our listeners.
Number 9, Melissa Reed.
No clue.
Number 8, Christy Kerr. What?
Is that Steve Kerr's daughter?
No.
Christy Kerr, it doesn't say whose daughter she is. She just looks like, I don't know. I'm not going to get Paula Creamer.
Creamer.
It's spelled, no, it's spelled Creamer. C-R-E-A-M-E-R. It is spelled Creamer, but it's pronounced Kramer?
Yep.
Okay. She's not, shouldn't be on this list.
Kerr's like old.
Yeah, I know. Christy Kerr, that's what I was saying. She looks like somebody's mom in the pickup line at school. I don't know why she's number 8 on this list.
Good look on number 6. I just want to hear you say that.
Boljon?
I have no clue.
Okay.
Astronauto. I don't B-O-E-L-J-O-N, I can't say that
B-O-E-L-J-O-N, and she looks like she calls the manager on somebody at a Denny's. She's not. Jessica Korda. Not bad.
And I don't think that's the best picture of her either. Because I think that...
But at least she's in a bikini. It's not bad. Number 4, Natalie Gulbis.
Yep, that's who I told you about.
No thanks.
Oh, boy. You look at her calendar and you change your mind.
Oh, really? Mm. All right, well, I'm going to do a separate Googles on Natalie Gulbis.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, Sydney Michaels. Number 2, Lexi Thompson. No. And number 1, Sandra Gall. Okay.
Sydney Michaels is... Pretty?
No.
You don't think so?
Not really.
Okay. Well,
based on the two lists, though, I probably could still go WNBA.
I'm going LPGA.
So. Okay. Well,
I know
they look
much.
Like a bunch of they look like much. A bunch of soccer moms.
You know too much. Just leave it there. I'm just yeah. You're not gonna do that.
Mm-mm. Are you suggesting that I might be sword fighting or
made
anything?
A statement
What's
done?
Going on? Are you suggesting that I might be battling for supremacy? Like, who's this bigger?
What? Just suggesting that I've made my selection in which way that
okay.
I would go.
LPGA.
That way.
All right. Yep. Okay. Nick, you never chose, did you?
Yeah, I'll say the golfers are hotter for sure.
Oh.
For sure.
I swear, they do. They look like a bunch of soccer moms.
So you're going to the WNBA?
I'm sticking with the WNBA, yes.
It's not even close to me.
Really?
I'm with Nick on that.
I don't know. I guess we need to do an instant poll.
What should we do?
No, see.
And Nicholas, by the way, because I asked him this based on our question last week,
uh-huh,
when the Super Bowl announced that the halftime show was Shakira and J-Lo.
Yes.
And you said it was overwhelmingly,
yes,
Shakira.
Correct.
You and Aaron selected Shakira if you had to choose one or the other.
Right.
I said J-Lo. Nick said J-Lo.
Of course.
Okay.
Absolutely.
No brainer.
Well, you would have lost the selection process because overwhelmingly it was 3-1 Shakira from the listeners, which surprised me.
On the text line or on the tweet line?
Text line. And tweet. I did both. Joel saw me. It was all fair on the up and up. I read them all and counted them and took a tally, and it was 3-1. And that surprised me because I would have thought that would have been an even deal. I would have thought for every Shakira vote, we got a J-Lo vote and vice versa. It was 3-1 Shakira.
I was surprised by that.
But yeah, me too.
I'm not
knocking J-Lo. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I just feel like if you look from an... I feel like J-Lo aged better. That's all.
Well, Shakira hadn't aged yet, has she?
Oh, I feel like she has. I feel like there's not accurate pictures on the internet.
Oh, okay. Oh, now you're making me second guess what I saw. I'll have to go back and look.
Yeah, you also have to remember, I was a production assistant on American Idol, and I was just... When I walked past her, bro...
She smells hot.
She was so hot.
Yeah.
She was like flawless.
Well,
bro,
when I did Selena, that was the first time. That was before she had
did Selena?
Yeah. That was the first. That was before she really broke.
I wonder why you collect the cups.
Shut up. Because we were all standing waiting to shoot the scene, and there was a scene where they put Selena in the back of an ambulance. And so we were kind of standing in the area, and then she got out. They had to do something in production, and she comes back over, and she wasn't too far from me, and you're right. I just remember thinking, my God, she is hot. And I also remember thinking, my God, Edward James almost is ugly. Oh, my God, what happened? That's an ugly man. It's a nice man, but, boy, it was polar opposites. But, yeah, she's in person. I've never seen Shakira in person.
The other thing is too, like if you go to the Google images of Jennifer versus the Google images of Shakira, mm-hmm, you'll see a bunch of recent pictures of Jennifer, like a day ago, 2 days ago, stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
You won't see a lot of those in Shakira's.
Well, she kind of fell out of the public eye too. She's not as popular as she was a few years ago.
Post stuff on the internet.
Oh. Who is that?
Natalie Gilbus.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, well, I may have to reconsider her.
Yeah,
on the list.
I told you that. Go to the calendar, Chief.
But look at that picture. She looks like
That's poor on the publisher there. They picked a lot of bad pictures.
She looks like she tried to extort money from Trump. Tell me she doesn't look like that in that picture. She absolutely looks like she was trying to get some money out of Trump.
Okay.
Does she not, Joel? Look at her. Look at it!
I mean, she has assets.
She looks like an old lady.
Well,
does she not... Okay, I'm going to tweet this out.
It's not the most flattering picture.
Damn it, I'm tweeting it out. You guys be the judge. I'm going to tweet it out.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes.
I'm going to put, this is who Joel thinks is hot.
No.
That's what I'm putting.
Of course you are. And then you should put underneath that, that's why I chose the WNBA. Signed, Barry. Okay, before we get any further into this show, we're talking about golf. You know what? They even have a golf course with the Houstonian. But I'm telling you right now, I've told you about this for quite some time. If you're looking for a staycation, a place to get away without having to leave Houston, but it's going to feel like you're hundreds of miles away, well, then you should go to the Houstonian for a staycation. I'm telling you, it's the place to be because you're going to be treated and pampered with luxury beyond your wildest dreams. They have all of the different things that you're going to need amenity-wise. 27 wooded acres, there's nature hikes. There's jogging trails. You're never going to be bothered, and you're going to get your workouts in. You're going to have a great time. You're going to relax, and you're going to get away. There's tennis courts, 3 pools, 3 temperature-controlled pools, a children's pool if you want to bring the family. If it's you and your significant other and you're trying to make just a quick getaway weekend, 4 phenomenal restaurants. The Trellis Spa is going to pamper you with relaxation, massages, body wraps, facials, manicures. You name it, they got it. The rooms are luxurious and deluxe. It's all right here, and it's all in the Galleria. You don't have to spend 3 to 4 hours trying to get away. It's right here in Houston. Check it out. I'm telling you, you won't regret it, and you're going to probably want to check it out and try and stay there for a staycation. Go to Houstonian.com and let the video roll. You'll see what I'm talking about. The Houstonian, a remarkable destination. Get started at Houstonian.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go. Second hour of the show continues now. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, are your friendly public service announcement that on Thursdays at 2:30, if you're not really a suspect yet and you're just getting on board.
Idiot.
That is our time for Sigmund Bloom. If you say, well, who pray tell is Sigmund Bloom? Just the foremost expert in fantasy football that's here for one segment to answer all of your questions. And so with that, we try to do things as efficiently as possible to get as many questions answered as we can. So we remind you, we take calls first. So after this segment, when we go to commercial break, that's the time to start calling because we're going to roll through calls first, then get to as many tweets and or texts as we can for Sigmund Bloom. And again, it's only one segment, so you got to just blow and go. Don't say, hey, hi, guys, how you're doing? Love the show. We do appreciate it, but we want your questions answered and everybody to get in. So just in and out real quick. Hey, Juju Smith-Schuster or OBJ or something like that, and boom, 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 gone.
By the way, we didn't talk a lot in the first hour. We talked a lot of baseball, but we didn't talk about St. Louis and Atlanta. I really think that's going to be a good series.
Could be.
I think that's going to be a fun series to watch. I kind of hope it goes five because that's going to be – I think that's flying under the radar. Keep an eye on that Braves team, man.
And their ace, by the way. Dallas Keuchel throwing game one for the Atlanta Braves. That, from a Houston perspective, should be all you need to interest you and see how that goes.
Braves can do it all. I mean, they're a damn good baseball team, and I think they have flown under the radar quite a bit. But keep an eye on them, man. They can hit, they can pitch, they can feel, they can literally do it all.
Pro tip from Barry Laminack: keep an eye on that series.
Keep an eye on the Braves for sure. The Braves could give the Dodgers some fits too. And no, Josh Rapp, I'm not suggesting that they're going to beat the Cardinals. Although if I had to pick that series right now, I think I'm taking a Braves Dodgers matchup in the NLCS. You?
I think that's about what we talked about earlier too. Yeah, I would agree with that.
What about the AL Astros Yankees?
I've said all season long before it even came down to 100 win teams and everything else, it's going to end up being the Astros and the Yankees, and made the better team win.
Yeah, I'm with
you. And by the way, the Yankees left CC Sabathia off their roster for the first series.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that – and Paxton is pitching game one, even though he had the nerve issue in his shoulder. Interesting stuff to watch for. That's why playoff baseball is amazing.
Yep. And Astros left off Biagini. Okay.
He's going to stick around to stay on his quote-unquote program because I believe that if they get deeper into the playoffs, he may have a role.
Yep.
But they already sent Framber Valdez and Cy Snead and they
Paulino
said,
and guys like that. Say, yeah.
Thanks for playing, but
you're gone.
You're done for the
year. But Biagini is going to stay around on Thoreau just in case.
They need to give up a home run ball. There's your guy.
A lot of stuff going on tonight, right?
Yep, a lot of sports.
What are you watching? Are you watching it all? Are you watching none?
So
you
got Rams at Seattle in the NFL, and then you got the baseball games. I honestly will be tuned into the baseball games, and I will be checking during commercial breaks on the football game.
Will you?
Yep.
I'm probably the same. Actually, I have a gig tonight, so that kind of sucks. What I'm probably going to have to do is watch on my phone. And then record. I might record. I don't know.
Or you're going to record it.
Should I record the football game and watch it? Or should I record the Braves game and watch it? I'm not sure.
I don't think. I mean, if you're doing it for work purposes, I don't think you have to record either one. I mean, the highlights are probably enough. And we're not going to talk that in depth about it. But, I mean, I would
think. Oh, actually, we're not going to talk about it all on Friday, are we?
That's true.
Because we're not
here. So you don't
have
to record anything.
Yes!
Wow, so you're saying you don't like being on the air?
No, I'm saying I don't like having to stay up till 4 in the morning watching sports that's already happened.
Nick, I
know the outcome.
I heard that differently. I'm just going to let you know.
I hate you so much sometimes.
Well, that's basically just any day that ends in a watch.
No, I'm glad because normally I would stay up till try to stay up till 4 in the morning watching, you know, just fast-forwarding through the football or baseball or both. So good. I don't have to.
Did you see this deal going on with Stephon Diggs? We were talking about the fact that with everything that happened with Jalen Ramsey, that there's a new kind of a power thing going on with players where you know you can say you're injured and you got all these things going on, and then it's really a ploy just to get traded, and Antonio Brown's situation before that and everything like that. So he missed practice yesterday, and then everybody had their eyes on his Twitter account, and his Twitter account was using like bug eyes anytime anybody responded anything he said and said, hey, the Buffalo Bills would take you. Hey, the Steelers would love to have you next to Juju Smith-Schuster. All these other things, and he was putting eyeballs on him. And then he started following three or four members of the Buffalo Bills. But he hadn't said a word. And everybody's like, what's going on here? And then all of a sudden from that, the way the media normally does, someone started to say, by the way, Stephon Diggs looks like he wants to be traded. There's traded rumors all over the place for Stephon Diggs. That hadn't happened in reality.
And it was just because of a post.
But people were forming their opinions and then putting it out there.
I hate the media. I hate sports talk radio guys.
But today he did report for practice, and everybody was then saying, oh, all's good in the world. Not so fast.
Not so fast, my friend, Sunshine Scooter.
When they asked him about all the rumors, his quote, there's truth to all rumors.
Oh.
So when there's some truth to all rumors, he said he hasn't specifically asked for a trade, but there is an underbelly that is saying he's not real pleased with the organization. You gotta believe that starts with Kirk Cousins.
Of course. Absolutely.
He wants his receptions, man. He wants his touches. And
sure.
You're talking about a guy, despite being pretty young, he's had two pretty darn good years, and now he feels like he's established himself as a number one wide receiver, and he wants his touches. That's what I feel like is the situation. Now, how he's approached the team about it, whether he's being super indirect and not really approached the team like he should have, I don't know what's the case in that regard. But it's clear that he wants more touches. He saw the spotlight that you get when you have a lot of touches and you have a lot of receptions, and he's not getting that right now.
He's got 13 catches on 19 targets for 209 yards this year with one touchdown, which was a fluke, by the way, because I saw it. Last year, same amount of games, 27 catches, 44 targets, 311 yards. And this is a guy that got paid. He was an undrafted receiver out of Maryland, by the way, coached up by Keenan McCardell. And took him from a receiver on a Maryland team and turned him into a guy that had the talent to be noticed by the NFL and got this big deal. So he got paid, but now, like you said, Nick, once you're getting paid, you got to live up to it.
Yeah, I mean, he wants the touches. That's what any wide receiver that has shown the success, even if it's in a small window, they want those touches to continue. And if they don't, they're not happy about
it. Well, and when you see a team kind of move away from a pass-oriented offense to a run-oriented offense, and you're a number one, and you're wanting, like you said, get your numbers, that becomes frustrating as well. And I get it, but at the same time, man.
Look, to his credit, he didn't pull a Thielen and just come right out and call out his quarterback.
But you know that those two guys are talking, and you know one is saying it, the other feels it.
And I even watched, they had some video when he was open, how he handled it when he didn't get the ball. And he wasn't over the top. He wasn't highly demonstrative. He was like this, and then he was kind of going back to the huddle after putting both of his hands in the air and waving him like, hey, I was open.
Yeah.
But he didn't, you know, pout and stomp his feet and yell at the coaching staff like AB would do. But at the same time, just like Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins came out, by the way, and said, I've never heard a thing. I haven't heard a thing. I don't hear any of the noise. I don't hear anything from anybody about anything they're saying about me. You're so full of crap.
Yeah.
And then he followed that up by saying, well, when my relatives start texting me, are you okay, like acting like I'm dead or something, then I just have to assume that there's some stuff out there. I just put my head down and continue to grind. No, you don't, because in your own locker room, as we've said, which is not PCHR friendly, you know there are going to be guys that are going, hey, you know, with Kirk, by the way, you know, this or that, you can't. Oh, by the way, you missed it because it was the door's open. You know, can you shut that?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't see that? Oh, because it's open?
Yeah.
Why don't you shut that door?
Yeah.
You know, that there are guys that are going to poke at you.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
So you know
we,
that
we work,
it's
we
out
work
there.
With AJ. We know how that
yeah,
goes.
Yeah, exactly right.
We know exactly how that goes.
You can lie all you want, but I know coaches that I've told you guys about that literally hate confrontations with a player one-on-one, but they'd send the message through the media because they knew one way or another it was going to get back to them.
Yep.
So Minnesota's got some problems, and they've paid massive amounts of dollars, and they still have several years left on a Kirk Cousins deal when their defense is great. We've talked about this. Their running back is great. Their receivers are great. Their offensive line is better than average. It all starts and ends with that quarterback. And there were people last night saying Minnesota might contemplate just cutting him, absorbing that massive loss.
That would be silly.
I just, from a financial standpoint, I can't see them doing that. But I can't see any other team in the league that's going to trade for Kirk Cousins.
Don't be so sure about that.
Boy, I don't
think
so.
Listen, if Gardner Minshew is hurt and
Gardner
that lingers,
Minshew ain't making anything.
No, but if some of these teams that lost their quarterbacks, if the Steelers don't, you know, if what's his name?
Mason Rudolph is there for the rest of this year.
But I'm saying if he just loses, if the wheels come off, some of these teams, and there'll probably be more quarterback injuries. So don't be so sure.
Yeah, but Barry, if you trade for him, you got to take on that money.
I mean, true.
Ain't nobody taking on Kirk Cousins at 27 plus a year.
Man, if there's a team that's close to a Super Bowl or they feel like they are, they might. Might.
Well, they ain't trading with the Bears. Especially so let's just lock that in.
Especially
that ain't
if they have the cap space.
That is not happening.
If you've got a playoff caliber team and you're close.
But you're not making that commitment, even if you want to win so badly in the short term, Bill O'Brien. You're not going to take on $27 plus million a year with multiple years left.
Is it that high?
Yes.
Yeah, you might be right.
It was like $84 million for a three-year deal.
I got to look it up. There it is, Kurt. Yeah. If you're trending on SpotTrack.
It's not a good.
It's not. And you haven't done anything. Oh, my God. Yeah. 27.5 and 29.5.
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, you're probably right.
All right, you know what is happening? Signum Bloom next. But before we get to the break, I want to tell you about Fitz Roofing, because with all the rain that we've had with Imelda and everything, you might find out that your roof has a roof, or you're just thinking about putting a new roof on your house. Well, there's one place to call. It's Fitz Roofing. Check them out online, FITZroofing.com. But better yet, give them a call, 832-521-3001. They'll come right to you, do a free inspection, go away, and wait for you to call them back. If you do, you're going to get the best roofing company in Houston to take great care of you. They use CertainTeed shingles, the best in the business, so much so they're a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master Company. Only 1% of the roofers in the United States meet the criteria to get that status. They got it. You need it. You go to Fitz. Quite frankly, their base warranties are longer and better than your average roofer can provide, and their customer service, second to none. The ratings, you say? A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings, Facebook and Home Advisor. Why would you go anywhere else? Check them out again, 832-521-3001 or FitzRoofing.com. Fitz Roofing, making a difference, one home at a time.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, you know how we do it. Thursdays, 2:30. It is primetime fantasy football for you, the listeners to the show, the suspects, as we call them, as we open up the second half of the show. 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Sigmund Bloom on the phone right now, the foremost expert in fantasy football for one segment and one segment only. He will answer all of your questions. But again, you know the way we do this. Phone calls first, then texts and tweets. Try and get as many questions answered as we possibly can. So be ready, be concise. We all say hello and thanks for listening. Skip all that. Get right to the bare bones so we can get to it. Sigmund, how are you, sir?
Good, and you know, as always, there's a lot of things we're tracking, a lot of things that are still going to be up in the air until Sunday. But just know that even if you're 0-4, there's a lot of things, a lot of landmines that are going to be stepped on. It's not just going to be your team.
Yeah. Just a quick question. Obviously, the Stephon Diggs situation is a big deal. Yeah. Is everybody staying away from everything other than Dalvin Cook right now if it's got Vikings relations?
Well, I think that there's a reasonable theory here to play Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs this weekend, partially because it's the Giants' defense, partially because you know it wasn't just Diggs. Adam Thielen was also speaking out against the nature of this offense, and I do think there's a squeaky wheel gets the grease kind of scenario here. Those are both good players that should both be able to win their matchup, so I'd be inclined to put both in my lineup as long as Diggs is active and he did show up for practice today.
All right, yeah. Sigmund, a couple questions from the injury front. First of all, what the hell happened to Rex Burkhead last week? And now he's questionable. If you've got
that was a personal question.
Is he even worth it on a flex at this point?
Well, I don't know, because with Rex, we see once he breaks the injury seal, it's hard for him to get healthy. He had a foot issue, and he really faded into the background. They're going to keep forcing the ball to Sony Michel. So I think at this point, you know, even if Michelle was to get hurt, I wouldn't be sure that Damian Harris wouldn't be the back that you wanted to own.
And are you keeping an eye on Tyreek Hill, or is most likely he's not going to play? I mean, it's good news that he's practicing if you're an owner, but is this one of those wait and see till next week or wait on the injury report on Saturday?
Well, waiting on the injury report on Saturday, it's a Sunday night game. It's the same thing with T.Y. Hilton. It's a night game, so we might not know. Usually Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter will do their little tweet storm on Saturday night, Sunday morning, so we'll have the latest on these guys. But with Tyreek Hill, I won't be surprised if he plays, because this isn't an issue like a muscle strain where you want to make sure that it's fully healed because of the risk for re-injury. This is just a situation of the integrity of that joint in his collarbone, like where the bones come together. So if he's ready to take contact and practice and ready to jostle it and so on in practice, so I think he'll probably be ready to play. But like you said, we have to wait and see to find out for sure.
All right. If you want to get your calls to Sigmund Bloom, you know the deal. 713-780-3776 is the number. We go priority on the phone first and then text and then tweet. So here we go on the phone lines. Patrick, you're up first. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yes, I got two questions. Is it worth stashing AB or Gronkowski in hopes that they come back this year? And second question is for defense, Philadelphia or Chargers?
Yeah, I didn't really quite make out the first question.
Antonio Brown, is it worth stashing him or Gronkowski on your roster?
No, and I think that the league and the Patriots and everybody except for Antonio Brown and Drew Rosenhaus will be happy to just write off this year for him and then let this investigation find its way to some sort of ending, and then we'll see. But I don't think we're going to see Antonio Brown again this year. On the defense front, I would say go ahead and go with Philadelphia. I don't expect Sam Darnold to play this weekend. You know, he's lost a lot of weight. He wasn't even cleared for contact yesterday, so I think that's a good one, going Philly's defense at home against Luke Falk.
All right, Jonathan, you're up next. Jonathan, go ahead. Jonathan, we got to go. Let's go. All right, Josh, you are up next. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, Sigmund. So I've got Eckler and Gordon. Do I just roll with the hot hand and go with the number one running back in PPR, or do I start Gordon?
For this week, if you have to choose one, I would choose Eckler, just because they may give Eckler a little more work than Gordon this week, or see how Gordon feels. But I think they're both going to be solid plays every single week. I think you're looking at the number 2A and 2B receivers for Phillip Rivers, in addition to being good running backs. So I think they're both going to be every week starts going forward.
713-780-3776. If you want to get your fantasy questions answered by one of the best in the business, and Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com, start dialing right now. Eric, you're up next. Go ahead, Eric.
Adam Thielen or DJ Chark?
I'll go Thielen. You know, Chark facing a tough Carolina defense. I'm loving watching Gardner Minshew. This is another test for him, where Thielen doesn't have much of a test against the Giants corners.
There you go. Adam, you are up next, my friend.
Hey, so I got a couple questions. At flex, Josh Jacobs or John Brown? QB, Jacoby Brissett or Daniel Jones? And Seahawks D or Buffalo's D?
I would go with Buffalo's D. I think that Marcus Mariota, you know, they're not scaring me, and we saw what they did to Tom Brady. I'd go with Jacoby Brissett, even if T.Y. Hilton doesn't play. We saw Kansas City, you know, it's going to be a defense that's going to – a game script that's going to force the quarterback to open it up. With the flex question, I think if it's a PPR league, go ahead and go with John Brown, whether it's Matt Barkley or Josh Allen. He should get 4, 5, 6 catches. If it's a non-PPR league, I would hope that – Jacobs maybe would get a chance at a garbage time score or something like that. I'd probably go with him. And maybe if Josh Allen plays, I might go with John Brown over Jacobs, even in a non-PPR. But I think it comes down to the scoring system.
And I think it was Bills Philly was his defense question? Defense question?
Bills.
Was it?
Yeah. I thought you said Bills Seattle. If it's Bills Philly, go with Philly. If it's Bills Seattle, I actually think it's going to be a high-scoring game tonight between Seattle and the Rams.
All right, Kevin, you're up next. Go ahead, bud.
Yes, sir. Do I go with Goff tonight versus Seahawks, or do I wait and start Kyler Murray at the Bengals?
Ooh, this is the best matchup Kyler Murray has had all year. If it's going to work, this is going to be the week that it works. And I'm still not really trusting Goff, just because last week's game was everything went a little haywire. He wasn't really strong before that game, so I'll go with Murray.
All righty. Daniel, you are up next.
What's going on, guys? Got to pick 2 out of 3. Allen Robinson out of Chicago.
Valdez-Scantling, assuming Davante Adams is out on the trend up, or Alshon Jeffrey trending down?
Yeah, I would go with Robinson for sure. Actually, Chase Daniel being in is going to help him. And I'll go with Valdez-Scantling over Alshon Jeffrey just because the Philly offense is going to spread the ball around. And Valdez-Scantling should be the number one against Dallas.
Time for four more. Travis, go ahead, buddy.
Travis, let's go.
Travis.
Skip it.
All right. Brian, you are up. Go ahead, Brian. I hate you guys so much right
Come
now.
On,
I
man.
Swear to God. This is...
Valdez...
Oh, my God.
Valdez-Scantling or Metcalf?
Valdez-Scantling. Metcalf, his role is trying to diminish in the Seattle offense with David Moore healthy.
This can't be that hard, guys. We got two left. Kyle, go ahead. Don't let me down, Kyle.
Looking for a flex out of Miles Sanders, Golden Tate, or DK Metcalf, or a standard league.
I'm going to go with Sanders here. I think that the Eagles are doing comfortably. That means maybe in the second half, Sanders can get some work and have a big game.
All right, last one. Josh, you get the honors. Hey. Go ahead, Josh.
So I have a two-part question. Would you go Juju or Mary Cole Hardman? And then would you go Wayne Gallman or James White?
Yeah, you know, I would go with Juju over Hardman, especially if Tyreek Hill's back. Gallman versus White, I mean, I don't love the matchup for Gallman. And there's a tiny chance Saquon Barkley's going to be back. He's going to be back sooner than later, though. But with James White, if the game's not competitive, they don't use him that much. So I'd probably still go with Wayne Gallman.
All right, that is Sigmund Bloom, best in the business, right there from footballguys.com. Sigmund, tell the people how they can get a hold of you. Tell them about the lineup dominator, because a lot of folks botched the whole phone call thing, but they can still get help from you and footballguys.com through the app. Tell them about it.
Yeah, our lineup dominator app will basically help you by looking over your shoulder. You can get input from a lot of our staff on that. Everything that we bring to bear every week. You know, I do 8 episodes of my podcast, The Audible, every week. But we also have a free newswire. But we've got a free newsletter. If you sign up for it, we'll give you the news of the day and the fantasy spin on it. And we just want to help you win, and we want to all to get together and obsess about football.
I'm literally looking at the lineup dominator. I use it every week. It's invaluable. If you haven't downloaded it and used it on your phone, what are you waiting for? Go do it. Sigmund Bloom, man, we appreciate you, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Always look forward to it. Thanks.
There you go, Sigmund Bloom. Another gift to you from us, being suspects. Fantasy football information, he's just simply the best. We're going to continue to roll on. Going to take a quick break, come back with a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 975.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, blowing by hour number 2, 3-hour show. As we take you till 4, Blitz takes you till 7. It's TBD, Fred, at TBD. Today.
Still don't know?
Don't know who's hosting with Fred. And then Aaron was supposed to be out, but I've seen him in. I just don't know if he's going to actually be in enough to produce. Otherwise, I was told Andrew was supposed to do it.
Yeah, so. Fred texted me. I wish I could have done it. More than happy to go spread The Usual Suspects' love to the Blitz.
Which Fred loves because it's great radio.
But I can't. I wanted to do it because I like working with Fred.
They went easy on Trey yesterday, but he had a good day. I think he made it through.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
I really want Trey to do well.
I love that kid. He's good people.
He really is. See, even though he talked mess about my wife, he's good people. I'll never forget that as long as
I'm sure he's still not even with you. In terms of, like, trading barbs and who's got who more.
Like, I've done more to him?
Well, I mean, you are his dad, but you have...
See,
you
but
have,
I'm not the one that started that rumor.
You have crushed him on many occasions.
Have I?
Yeah. See, you're very oblivious to a lot of people you've crushed.
I mean, I just really.
Mm-hmm. It's the AJ flow.
I would agree with that sentiment 100%.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y'all make me sound mean. Am I mean?
You learn from the best.
Am I mean?
AJ
like
does
AJ?
The same thing. Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I didn't learn from AJ.
Okay.
Am I mean like AJ? Look, Nick turned his mic off.
Like, I don't care. I mean, no you've comment. Asked that question before. I don't care. It's not going to affect me if I answer that question.
Oh, I didn't realize I was so mean.
Sometimes, you know, the truth hurts. By the way.
I like how Nick is kind of like perturbed a little bit by it.
I'm not perturbed, at all.
He's got a lot going on in there right now.
He does. It's very busy in there. Why won't they leave you alone?
They just
let
got
you
things.
Produce the show, huh?
They just got things to do in the control room right now.
Do we know if Aaron is back for the Blitz, by the way?
I saw Aaron just walk in.
He's
about
here. Five,
but it looks like Andrew may be producing. Yeah. I don't know what the situation is.
Yeah, because I had heard last night Andrew was going to produce for the Blitz. So we'll see. AJ's out, so they're trying to get someone in. Barry was one of the first to be called, I believe. But we'll see who comes through on a TBD basis to fill in for 2020 as
you ain't right
we move on.
That.
And we do want to remind you that the Skeeters.
And I mean?
Well, I've taken enough. Seriously, I can't even that slate either. The Sugar Land Skeeters advancing once again to the Atlantic League Championship Series. They are going to face the Long Island Ducks at Constellation Field. Game 3 is this Friday night, 6:30 p.m. You want a 4-pack of tickets to see the game at beautiful Constellation Field? We'll take caller 14 right now, 713-780-3776. Caller 14, you win four pack of tickets. Take you and the family or you and the whole crew to go see the Skeeters and the Long Island Ducks. Tickets only $10 if you don't win them for close to the field action right there in field boxes. Happy hour starts when the gates open at 5. For tickets and game information, SugarlandSkeeters.com. Good luck to the Skeeters once again battling for a title. That's good to hear.
That is good to hear.
So with that being said, Anthony was holding. He wants to talk about DeAndre Hopkins. Anthony, what's up?
How you doing, guys?
What's up, man? What's up?
I just have a quick question about DeAndre Hopkins. I think he's the same DeAndre Hopkins that was from the Colts game. Like, he just looks different or hurt. And I was arguing with my friend saying that I think right now the best receiver in the league is Mike Evans. Because whatever reason for a guy that big to, like, get open downfield as much as he does, I think he surpassed DeAndre Hopkins. And DeAndre Hopkins is one of my favorite players. I just feel like he's not right, and there's something going on with him.
Anthony,
he
we say Colts
does
game.
Does not look like he was.
You said the Colts game?
The playoff Colts game. Yeah, the playoff Colts game. Where he, like, disappeared. I think he's the same guy. Like, he hasn't got past that game.
I mean, but look, so he had a decent week one, and then week two you're going up against Jalen Ramsey. And Jalen Ramsey at that point was not only playing, but he was playing at a pretty high level. It was before he got into – it's actually the reason why he got into a lot of what he got into now currently with the Jaguars. So I'm not going to say that D-Hop had any problems other than being defended by a really good defender, one of the best in the league. You can probably pull up the numbers, Bear. I'm just going over the top of my head. But at the top of my head, the Chargers game, did he have any issues? I mean, they had a good offensive game that game.
Let me look at his game to game. Look, I mean, statistically, he's not up there in the top five, top ten so far this year, right? But you have to remember too: how much are you going to blame DeAndre Hopkins for that, and how much are you going to blame his quarterback, the offensive line, the fact that Kenny Stills has shown up and proven to be better than everybody thought he would? There's other weapons
don't
on this
sleep
team
on
now.
The fact that every defense that comes in looking at the Texans, the first double one they're going to concentrate on is DeAndre Hopkins.
The Texans have established a run game now for a couple games.
Look at Julio Jones. Julio Jones got paid huge money, and they're coming in to play the Texans. If you want to bitch about DeAndre Hopkins, there's a whole lot of Atlanta fans that could bitch about Julio Jones, but they know what's going on too in the fact that Julio Jones is going to get double teamed, and they know he's the best player on the field.
I mean,
as a defense, you want to stop him.
Mike Evans is a good deep ball
threat. He's having a good year this year.
He's having a good year. There are guys that are having better years, but I'm not going to say Mike Evans is the best wide receiver in football. Mm-mm. Not going to agree with you on that. I mean, I still think it's the Julio Joneses and the DeAndre Hopkins of the world and the Odell Beckham Juniors, even though he hasn't caught a lot of touchdowns. Fact of the matter is, he's had nobody throwing him the ball. Regardless of who it is. So, skill set wise, you got to take into account too, where the hell did this come from with Jameis Winston? He's playing a lot better. He's balling out of
that
control.
That's Bruce Arians.
Yeah. So, I mean, Mike Evans is benefiting from having some better quarterbacking, and he's starting to show what he was But and I'm not saying he was bad. I'm saying he's really good. And like you said, he's having a hell of a year. But at the same time, there are better receivers in the National Football League than Mike Evans.
But his point was he was the best. Half of being a great receiver in this league is having someone deliver you the ball at the right place at the right time. Most of the guys that are considered the best receivers in football are struggling because of the fact that their quarterbacks are struggling mightily to get them the ball.
Yeah.
And that's something you just have to take into consideration. And again, wait till the end of the year when a lot of this stuff just plays itself out. Because you know what? The cream always rises to the top. The best quarterbacks are going to bounce back.
And what's crazy, I just pulled up the numbers. Mike Evans doesn't even have the most receiving yards on his team. Chris Godwin is.
Godwin's a heck of a good
receiver. And Godwin's been balling out of control.
Well, who are the top three in the league?
In yardage?
Yeah.
Keenan Allen, Cooper Kupp, Chris Godwin. And there's not even and then Devontae Adams, Travis Kelce, and then Mike Evans on that list. And Sammy Watkins is only 3 yards behind and one touchdown behind.
And we're only four
Mike
games
Evans.
Into the season. The reason why Devontae Adams, who was low and bitching about his catches, got back up there was because he had 180 yards in the first quarter the other night against a really bad Eagles secondary.
And you can exclude him because he has zero touchdown catches. I mean, at least all those guys have at least one. Travis Kelce has one. Eliminate the tight end and you're just looking at wide receivers.
Don't get me started.
I mean, you know, Godwin has four touchdowns. Mike Evans has, that's eight between two Tampa receivers.
Yeah.
How much credit are you giving to Mike Evans on that, and how much credit are you giving to Jameis Winston and, like you said, Bruce Arians?
Yep. Don't get me started on Devontae Adams, because if he doesn't hurt the toe, he has at least one, if not two, and the Packers win that game, but I'm just saying.
The Packers win the game? Are we?
No.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm never sure, but I felt good about it. I felt good, a lot better than I did watching how it ended without him.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, guys, GetUpside is an application that you put on your phone to get cash back for stuff you're already paying for, like gas and food. And if you haven't used it yet, if you haven't downloaded it, do yourself a favor and take 5 seconds and install it. I actually installed it while I was sitting at the gas pump waiting to pump gas. And it took less than, 2 minutes for me to be up and running. And here's the deal. If you don't like GetUpside, just don't use it. You're not locked into any long-term commitments. You're not locked into any contracts. You're not locked into anything. All this app does, its sole purpose is to get you cash back for stuff you're already paying for, like gas and food. And I had somebody ask me, like, well, what's the catch? What's the deal? Look, these businesses want your business. And that's why they've partnered with GetUpside to offer you cash back deals. Think of it almost like a coupon. Like when you go and use a coupon in the store, you're basically getting cash back on that purchase. That's literally the same thing that you're doing through GetUpside. Just pay with a debit or credit card, upload your receipt. Within 24 to 48 hours, that money's in your account. And look, our promotions guru, Courtney, is using it. She's got $35 in her account already. Where's your money? Do yourself a favor. Go download GetUpside right now. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.